Dante, why do you have to do this in the worst place? Why do you always choose public fields to take a shit? I think this is going to be one of those heavy breathing episodes, like all of them are. I don't know what's going on, but it's busy today. Blinking heck. Cars everywhere. More than normal. I mean, usually get two or three walking up here, but in the time I've just been speaking to you, five have gone past. That's unheard of. I don't know what's going on at all. Oh, he's got a bag of logs. And there's a log sale going on. So, another one. Welcome back to festive episode. Because today is the solstice. The shortest day. Which means, by ancient calendars, tomorrow is the start of the new year. And today is the Yule celebration. And all the ancient people in their caves would be burning that log to keep them warm and all that stuff. And today's that day. And I have come out, wasn't intending to, but I have come out for a bit of a photography jaunt. And I've just arrived at my first stop. And it's lovely. I don't know how well this is going to translate, but it's a lovely scene. It's a bit rubbish actually, because the tree, I'm photographing a tree, I pass this tree all the time, and it's kind of silhouetted against most of the background. But there's some lovely light beams in the oh, that's good. Sorry, should be concentrating on you. There's some beautiful clouds and some lovely light beams, and I'm just trying to subframe it in some barbed wire and try and get those clouds in the background. I do have a feeling that the scene's going to be, in fact I'm going to switch to my manual adapter so I can use 125th of a second, because the ground's going to be very underexposed. But there we go, that's that done. Yeah, so it's a tree kind of looking down on some fields. The fields are going to be dark and muddy, but I can probably do something with them in whatever I end up using. And sky is just great. Unfortunately or not, I've missed the best of the light because I've been busy. I was not intending to make an episode today, but I'm out because I've got half a roll of film to finish, and I really wanted to go out tomorrow and do something exciting. So I'm out today doing something mediocre. But we'll see. Could end up good. Dante's with me today. He had a very busy day yesterday, and he's with me to provide emotional support. And it's kind of warm. It's mostly blue sky, clouds around the edges. So I've just come out now, as the sun's dipped behind some of those clouds, which is a shame. But also it's got this lovely kind of specialness to it, which I suppose you can only get at this particular time of year, which is good. It's very good. I mean, I probably should have come out when there was some light, but like an idiot, I didn't. Right, I'm going to stop talking because I'm just breathing at you now. I'll come to you again when I get to where I'm going. Where is everybody going? This is insane.
Hello, bro.
Hiya. Yeah, you're right. Hey, bye, bum. Can they barely touch the bum? Robin? Right, Tante, come on. Blinky Nicky wants to smell everything. But where are we going? You can smell tons of stuff. I'm kind of annoyed I've come out when there's no light. But I've been so busy. Anyway, I've got a plan to go somewhere tomorrow, which hopefully is going to be like a recce of a somewhere I want to go with the as yet still unrepaired 617 camera. But I need to go and see what it's like first. Right, Dante, I'm going to let you off. Ready? Go. So for this afternoon, I've come to, not moors, but farmland, where I used to live. And I'm going to try and see what I can see. I've still got a few frames left of this on this camera, which is the OM10, and I brought both lenses because I want to see what I can I'm going to put it back to auto. There's a bath here. Is 70mm going to be enough? No. So I'm going to switch to that 210 because there's some taps which look really nice if I can get them. I'm going to try and get them. So I'm on wide open f4, 60th of a second, so I'm going to have to be very steady. Okay, that's in focus. Good, good, good. Yes, these two lenses are pretty good. I probably should have taken up twice because I don't actually know how steady my hands were then, but you know, it is what it is at the end of the day. Put that in my poo bag pocket. Yes, I know, Dante. There's usually chickens here, but I can't see any today. And stupid me didn't bring the strap again. Oh dear. Yeah, so I'm on frame 26 of this, so I've only really got about 8 or 9 to go. I'll finish them off pretty quick up here, but I'm hoping that the walk I'm going on, it leads back down into Hunferth, and there's an image I'd like to take of the houses. But it needs the right kind of conditions, and the right kind of conditions were there earlier this week and last week, but I was completely unavailable all those times. Now it's warmed up and all the frost and snow has gone, so the opportunity has gone. So so I have to wait. Yes, so I'm hoping that the walk down into the village will give me a good vantage point, because it's quite high up. What I basically want is the tops of all the houses and smoke and steam coming off them, but with frost. I think that'd make a really nice image, but we'll see. We shall see. Yeah, I really picked the wrong time of day to come out. What's it telling me? It's not even on. Yeah, we're down to a 15th and a 30th. No, we're not. We're on 125th and a 60th. I was not wide open. I didn't bring the tripod because it's not that kind of a walk. I just wanted something quick, simple. And there's more people coming. Can't believe it. Yeah, so I'm looking for things that contrast, really, I guess. Like that. It might work better as a portrait. Yeah, that works better as a portrait. That was the 30th. Whoa! So I've got a roll of Cinestill BXX, BBX, BMX, I don't know. Got a roll of that in here. Because I went to a festival, Grassington Christmas Festival, which used to be Victorian themed, but this year was not. But I still took the camera. And I took some pictures, and it was very dark and cold, and I've no idea how they're going to come out, but we shall see. We shall. But basically I wanted the camera free tomorrow to test, experience a new film. Well, sort of a new film. I want to go and try one of the Delta films out. In morning light, the first morning of the new cycle of the sun, at a very, very beautiful location in the old Peak District. But I needed the camera empty now. I could just wind it out, and I could take this, I suppose, and shoot the rest up there. But I didn't really fancy doing that. Fancy having a clean slate. So we'll just see what we can see up here. There's some sheep. There's some lovely cloud. It's just finding the right foreground. You kind of need something pale to combat the darkness of the ground and the sky. Tell you what, it's going to be a cracking sunset later, because the cloud layer doesn't extend to the horizon, so all that light can shoot up. I'll tell you what, if we could get those crows to fly, that'd be pretty good. Right in front of the sky. With the sheep. Even just one would be good. Oh my goodness, it's foggy. Hiya. Crows flying in the sky, maybe a bit. So I've got some sheep here. The sheep on their own aren't very interesting, but there's loads of crows in the field, and if I can get them up in the air, what's the shutoff speeds like on this one? I think this needs a new battery. Oh, it's pretty good, 125th. I just need those crows in there. Even one would be good. I wonder if I could There they go. But are they going to go up? No. Are they bollocks? Oh well. They've just moved further away from me. Actually up into the air. I know, Dante, I'm coming, I promise. So I probably could have done my tripod, because we're going down into a valley now, and there's like a little, it's not a waterfall, but it's a stream, and there's some interesting things going on there. Shame there's some big clouds up there that I'd like to try and get, but I don't know what. There's nothing really to put in the foreground, because I don't just want this to be a load of silhouettes. I've photographed this tree before with the little plastic pano picks. It's pretty tricky to get a composition of, because it's so, well, actually it might not be. I've never had a camera that can do multiple focal length, really, so it might be easier to get a composition of than I imagine. I might have to stand on this wall, but that's okay. Maybe 50? No, 35. Maybe somewhere in the middle. Let's just focus. Yeah, that's good. Don't even know what. That was a 500th of a second. I can't always tell because the mirror slap is so loud on this camera. It's like, I wonder how it looks at 28mm, since I can do that with this lens. It looks pretty good, actually. If I get a bit closer, get some of those clouds in the background. Yes. I'm at F. I'm just going to whack down my aperture. I've got power lines in the way, which is a shame. Could even be in the field, really. There's only one good way over, and I don't really fancy it. Oh well, power lines are okay. Here we go. Yeah, I have to say, even though not all the pictures are great, I'm enjoying using this camera and these lenses. Because with the Bronica, I liked some of the things I was able to do, but I do find prime lenses, as wonderful as they are, sometimes they're a bit limiting, and sometimes I would just like a little bit of reach. And this, even though it's not quite the quality of the Bronica, in fact it's nowhere near the quality of the Bronica, having that zoom does help. I can't find my 50mm prime anyway. I've got my 28, I don't know where my 50mm's gone. But the question occurs to me that now I've got these two lenses, maybe I need to upgrade the camera. Because as wonderful as this is, and as small and lightweight as it is, it really is an aperture priority camera. And the shutter speed adapter is dodgy at best. So it might be that I do need to upgrade it a bit to something a little bit more robust. I don't know exactly what that would be, but I've got some thoughts. And well, I'll come on to that in a minute. So, my first thought is an OM1. That's like the king of SLRs, as far as I'm concerned. All manual, no battery, just simplicity. Sounds ideal. Sounds like the Bronica, but in you know, miniature format bomb. And again, my biggest regret is not buying one when I had the chance for a ridiculously short, small amount of money. Oh, tell you what, it's really dark in here. I'm just going to put the camera away for a bit. So we start getting down into the darker places of the world. Put my hat back on properly. Yeah, this little stream is nice, but I've always struggled the few times that I've been here to find compositions. Probably because I had the Branagh and I didn't know what I was doing. It's not a big waterfall, but it's little trickles that do look quite nice. Maybe I need to bring my strange finder here. I'll go with that. Because it is charming. And I've never really looked further down, actually. Hiya. Hey, be nice. Be nice, doggo. Yeah, very charming. There are further little things down this stream. Might be a waterfall later on. I do love my waterfalls. Anyway, LM1 is the camera that I would probably choose, but it's a bit out of my price range at the moment. And if I'm going to spend some money, I probably need a light meter more than I need a new camera that's that expensive. But we'll see. I need to get some batteries. See if the batteries just run out first. So like I said, the OM1 is pretty much top dog for this. But it is old, and it has had four successors. One of those might just be a contender. Which brings me to the OM2. Now that OM2 is considerably cheaper and has basically all the same functions, plus it has a metering mode. It's got an easy to use dial on the top. It's the same size. It's tiny. And there's the OM2N, which has a couple of different modes on it. So the OM2 is definitely a contender. But then there's the sequel to the OM10, the OM20 from the late 70s, mid 70s. And from what I can tell, it's basically the same as the OM2. I can't really see the difference. It's more expensive for some reason. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm of two minds about this. I'd like to buy one that's, I don't want to say more capable, but offers me a bit more control, and use the OM10 for like holidays and testing and stuff. I don't know yet. it's definitely something I need to look at this year before prices get too ridiculous. And all this after I keep saying I'm not even going to buy any more cameras. Here I go, looking for more cameras to buy. You could say I've got gas, and it's probably the first time I've ever had gas for a 35mm camera. Can people look for TFTMB on Twitter? Should people go to Tales from the Magic Box podcast on Instagram? Can people email the show at talesfromthemagicbox@outlook.com? Auntie, can we be now found on Facebook? Can people support us on Ko-fi by following the link in the show description? So, speaking of 35mm SLRs, this morning, Pentax, well, Ricoh I suppose, announced they were going to make a new range of cameras for film, which is very exciting news. I mean, we kind of knew it was going to happen, but I thought it would be Nikon, not Pentax. Simply because Nikon has just recently killed a film camera, I believe. But Pentax makes sense. It's obviously a well-liked brand, and they have announced two SLRs, or they announced ideas for two SLRs. How far it gets, I don't know. Now the issue there is they're going to be expensive, and depending on what they do, I kind of suspect they're going to design them to have specific lenses. But I was wrong about what they were going to do. I thought they were just going to do a point and shoot like Kodak's half frame thing and Ilford's Harman's point and shoot thing. But they did announce a point and shoot, and then they've announced two SLRs. One of them fully manual, which is kind of cool. Now I do wonder if they're going to use new lenses, like I said, or K-mount lenses, or some other kind of lens. It would be nice if they offered one for K-mount lenses, because it just so happens I'm in the market for a camera with K-mount lens. I mean, I do have two, but neither of them work. I have a Cosina CS1, and I have a Pentax MV. The MV does not work at all, which is a shame. I don't believe it. Might be closer to achieving my dreams than I thought. There's actually smoke coming out of one of the buildings down there. Wouldn't that be mad if that happened today? No, it's the wrong kind of light. So yes, new Pentax SLRs is very exciting. If a little... Well, I don't know. I'm not suspicious. I'm not even pessimistic, because I think it's great. But I just wonder how far they'll get. I wonder if... because we've been hurt before with these things, if they'll release the point and shoot and then go, yeah, it cost us a lot of money and nobody bought it. But we'll see. We shall see. That is a very nice house. But yeah, I do need a Pentax camera as well, because I've got lots of Pentax lenses and I feel like they could do some good. I mean, I use it with my digital camera, if I ever use that thing. I do tend to use my Pentax lenses. Right, I think this is the way. Yeah, this is the way. Oh, it's all downhill from here, which is good. Yes, I'm thinking of a Pentax MX. I really don't want an ME Super. But the MX, again, it's small, it's compact, and it's got that classical feel about it. Dante! Out! So I could kind of imagine an MX as a fully manual camera, and then an OM2 as an everyday kind of working camera, which would suit, I think, some situations. Oh, the sun's coming out. That's nice. Wonder if I can use that. Probably not. Come on. Hiya. Yes. So there is the ME and the ME Super. And there's also, what else is it that I looked at? Can't remember now. It was only yesterday. Dante! Oh, no, turning around. Okay, just turning around. Got to go down the steep hill now. Then I've got to put you on the lead. I have a feeling all these are going to be underexposed. I think I've got the wrong ISO setting on. So that was just a door lock, door latch, rusty door latch. Right, I'm going to go downhill now, then we're into town. So, this could be a good spot for my picture I want to take. Let's get on the pavement, shall we, Dante? Oh, pavement runs out right any second. Yeah, it would be if there weren't so many buildings in the way. I mean, I could probably do something, but I don't know if I can do exactly what I want to do. I mean, I'm at 70mm now, and I can barely see. No, there's too many buildings in the way. I need to find a different spot. I believe I could do something in Victoria Park. That's pretty close. Oh my goodness, the traffic! What is going on today? There's cars lined up all the way up the road. It's absolutely insane, it is. This hill is very steep, and I don't like it. Yeah, this is not the vantage point. I'm still on 30, I've still got a few shots left. I wonder if I should try my hand at some street photography. Now, up there would be a good vantage point, but I've never been up there, I don't know how to get there. going to be hard to do street photography with Dante. And in the middle of Home Firth. Because there's basically two streets. And my battery's finally running out on the old white meter. It's the fruit and veg shop. The 35 looks pretty good. Let's try zone focusing. It's not easy on this lens. What time is it actually? Oh, it's only 2:30. Barely been out. It's amazing, there's sort of like a very nice light on everything. It's rather marvellous. Come on. Ha! Nope, I don't think there's going to be any interesting street photography today. Which is a shame because that light has really happened. Big issue, ladies out. Yeah. Shame. But leads me to your conclusion that tomorrow is going to be better. I'm going to have to save these last few frames and do them tomorrow, I think. Because there's no way I'm going to get a decent shot now, unless I do some weirdness like this to zoom out to 35. So this is like a light, and then some. That's a bit better. That's better. So it's like a light, and then some lovely angled railings. It's actually a quality shot. Just hope I didn't mess up with some camera shake. That would be sad. Didn't even check the exposure time on that one. Yeah, so an LM2 might be good. I'll have to see. I can find them, but I only need the body, but there's a couple with some nice lenses, so I found one with 135mm Zuiko lens, which would be quite nice. And Right, I'm just going to cross. And I'm going to cut down the back way. Quick. Good boy. I haven't taken a picture of Dante yet, which I should always do. It's good luck. Dante, I'll have to get a picture of you in a bit. Yeah, I'm too. There's some for like £26, and which is a steal. And they're at auction. But I reckon if I'm patient, I'll grab one. I don't even care if it's black or silver. That doesn't interest me. It's the manual nature of the beast that interests me. Of course, if I see an only one for £26, I'm having it, but that's unlikely. Right, there's this smokestack. I photographed this right in the heart of the coronavirus nonsense. And that was on Cine still. That was Potsdam, though. And it's still rather nice. Shame about the things in the way. The cables. I wish this light would tell me what I'm doing. 125th. It's alright. Some nice wood in the foreground as well. In fact, I might do that. Put that in the background and get this wood. No, I'm not. I'm going to frame the wood in the building. That was an eighth, that's definitely blurry. Yes, I'm very excited to try these Delta films. If I get to go out tomorrow, I'm going to go, but I'm also kind of unsure. I mean, I've got a free day, but to wait and see. See, I like this M10. I do need a grip for it though. It's very uncomfortable to hold. It's got the rewind dial is exactly where your finger wants to go, and it's got this kind of a plasticky grip, but it's kind of in the wrong place. I should make a wooden grip for it. And it is the first one I bought, and it is good. It just doesn't always do what I want it to. There's a wall I can put Dante on here. It would look quite nice. Okay, up. Up. Sit. Sit. I want him at 70mm. Because I want to blur out that background. Maybe I should do... Get the... No, sit. Get the long lens out. Focus on his eyes. There we go. Wise old dog. Oh, that was the last frame. Dante, that was the last frame. Good boy. You know, don't you? You know when it's the last frame. And you know it's for you. Oh, that was just perfecto. So, thank you for joining me for my solstice little walk. I hope I get to go out tomorrow, and I hope that the Delta films live up to their hype and all the things I've read about them. I think it depends on the light, but it's probably going to be 100. I think it's going to be similar today. Blue skies and kind of sunny. So where I'm going, it's up on top of a hill. So we'll see. We'll see. I might even take the strange finder. I don't know. I've been neglecting that camera and I need to get back on it, but I've been enjoying this 35mm stuff. I have to say, I'm really enjoying it much more than I thought I would be. I'd love to try a pano stitch. I've tried it before, but I think it could be interesting. And I have to say, the possibilities I'm seeing for sky are incredible. I might just, well, it depends how it goes. It depends how these Delta films pan out. If 400 works, I'll probably take some of that. But FP4's always been good. But it, well, we'll see. I'll get into Delta stuff tomorrow. But yeah, the opportunities for sky are rather good, I think. But for now, until I see you again, that's all, folks. There's two dogs here without owners. Oh no, they're over there. Hello. Recording this in flipping February of 23, so it's ages. It's a couple of months since I was actually out doing this, so I've forgotten. I'd forgotten everything. In fact, I was surprised that I have so few pictures. I don't know if, yeah, I didn't get that many from this shoot. Some of the ones I took were a bit rubbish, like the trees, and the bath was rubbish, but I've got a few from the Christmas fair, which I don't really know why I've edited some of these, because they're not that good really. Most of them are of Emma, but there is a couple of good ones. I have to say, I really like this film, the BWXX film. It's really good. You can tell it's a cinema film. It's just got a different look to other things. I definitely need to figure out how to scan it and edit it properly, because some of these are still a little bit grey and muddy. But yeah, it's a really nice film. It's got a lovely character to it. It's just a shame it's so expensive. I think it's about 18 quid a roll, which is fine. I'd probably use it for special occasions, and I kind of wish it was 400 as well. I know I could push it, but in the 510 it would be a bit strange. So yeah, I got some pictures of some Morris dancers, and I've got a completely dodgy horizon, but it's captured the motion really well, and like I say, the white and black areas are very well contrasted, but there's plenty of detail in the scenes in between. They're very funny people. And it's actually got, even though it's grainy and it's got that cinema look, it's got quite a nice resolution to it, even at the lower resolution scans. I'm getting good detail on things. I've got a picture of a bag here with plenty of nice detail on, and you can see writing and things. Oh, that picture's backwards. I got a nice picture of the street with the Christmas lights over the top of it. I could have done a bit more with that really, but it was a very busy day and I didn't have a lot of time to do things. I did get a lovely picture of one of the little villages in the distance, with some fog in the background. There's not much snow, but there's smoke coming out the top of the houses, and it does look really nice, so I'll definitely put that one up. Nice picture of Emma on the bridge. Again, it's got nice detail and crunchy crunch to it. Now we come to the ones from today's thing, and the first one with the tree is a bit, it was very difficult to capture because the middle hills in the distance are the same tone as the tree, so it doesn't really stand out as much as I wanted it to. But the sunbeams in the background are quite nice. But it's the second one where I looked through the fence. It's really good. I'm going to have to go back and take this at a different time of day when there's a bit more light, because it's a really good composition. And I think it would really work with, like I say, different light, maybe colour, but looking through that gap in the fence, it's brilliant. And that's what I'm on about with this 35mm stuff. I've used this small format to capture this picture, and now I can go back with something better later in better lighting conditions and do it again. But I know it works because I can see it. So yeah, really liked that one. Really good composition. Definitely need to work on it though, because you can see bits of things that aren't quite there, and with a bit more time it would work. It's just a shame it's on a pretty busy road. And then I didn't really have any good ones until later on, so I skipped to the veg market, Andrew's veg market, which looks quite nice with Christmas trees outside. Lucky that I didn't get anyone in the shot. The little door latch looks very good. Again, it's a crunchy picture, but lovely contrast, lovely detail. I like this one. I could see this one as a print. Although there's some weird scratches on the film, which is bizarre. But it's resolved really well, and that, again, that cinema quality just looks really good. And then I got quite a good one of the railing. I thought I hadn't got it, and then I rescanned the next bit, and it looks really good. It's very sharp, it's good composition, and the light is... it's just a really nice contrasty image, and I'm very pleased with it. So yeah, I like this film. It was a good walk out. Hopefully I'll be able to use it again at some point. Don't know if I'd take any to Sky, but it's definitely one for... I don't know. It's one to use now and again. It's got a good feel to it. So yeah, the next episode is going to be really good. Can't wait for you to hear that one. But for this one, that's it. Au revoir. You have been listening to Tales from the Magic Box. Me and Dante would like to say a massive thank you to Mike Gutterman for lending us some of his music for this show. It really means a lot to us, and it adds a whole other dimension to what would have been a pretty dull podcast otherwise. Also, thank you to Kevin McLeod for his wonderful opening music, and thank you to all you guys for listening. What do you think, Dante? Okay, I'll see you guys for the next one. Bye. Here's the chickens.